Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like I'm going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I didn't mean what I said. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 8 years and we've known each other 15 years. We have been through ups and downs like most couples, but when we argue, it's because of something that my husband has remembered from the past. I won't say he's insecure, but he's always worried about me leaving him for my ex-boyfriend or this female I fooled around with one time when we were separated. I guess it's my fault for him thinking I would leave him because when I get mad, I say a lot of things I do not mean. I want to hurt him and win the argument. I always have to fix it for days after we've made up. The last fight we had is a lot different because I was still mad days later and he overheard me on the phone with the woman I used to fool around with. I told her that my husband is mediocre in bed and she has way better skills than he does. I told her that my ex-boyfriend has been begging for me to meet up with him at a hotel, huh? By his house. And I was thinking about going because he has a lot more stamina than my husband does. I wasn't paying attention to the camera that we have on the front porch or the fact that it has a microphone on it. My husband was in the house and heard the entire conversation. I continued to sit on the porch after my call and he talked through the camera to tell me to come inside. I tried to tell him that I was still upset and I didn't mean anything I said, but there was no way to fix it. I really don't think my side chick has better skills than him. I was talking BS because I was still salty with him. I've never cheated on him unless we were separated, so I need him to believe that. I wasn't serious. How do I get my husband to trust me again? Please help. Wow. Trust is a hard thing, and this is just not cool what you're doing, okay? You really you need to grow up. I mean, you're very immature. Words hurt. Words lead to actions. That's why your husband is upset. He thinks, you know, because you said it, you did it. And you need to stop saying stupid stuff that you don't mean. You can't take any of that stuff back. You can't take it back, period. It's common sense that if it's the only thing you guys argue about, this is what you say, according to you, is what you've said in the past, that you should stop talking. Your husband is not insecure, but like most men, he's got an ego, a fragile ego. And no man wants to hear that someone else has better skills than him or more stamina than him. What is wrong with you? You really need to stop this. I mean, even if you say you haven't cheated, he's not going to believe you because he heard what you said. He heard it coming out of your mouth. You're playing a dangerous game here with your husband, with your marriage, all of that. Trust That's a big thing in marriage. A very, very important thing. Once it's broken, it's really, really hard to get back, if ever, if at all. But your husband is still here. He's still there with you. So maybe there's a chance. So you got to stop playing with his feelings. You got to grow up. You're hitting way below the belt. If you don't stop this and work on fixing your marriage and trying to get your husband to come back around, and these are things that you've broken, you got to lose him. You really are. Steve?
Wow. This is really one of the more ignorant letters we've had in a while, and we've had some ignorant ones. The subject is, I didn't mean what I said. Problem is, he heard you. This your whole problem. This whole thing is her. I don't even know how this dude's still here. This is one of the worst. Look, y'all been married 8 years. Y'all known each other 15. She say we've been through ups and downs like most couples, but when we argue, see, no, this ain't like most couples now. Not reading this letter is like most couples. I want to tell you this right now. This is rare. But when we argue, it's because of something that my husband has remembered from the past. And I won't say he's insecure, but he's always worried about me leaving him. Now, why was he worried about him leaving him? Guess what she says? For my ex-boyfriend or this female I fooled around with one time we was separated. Now, let's just deal with that part right here. Your husband has an awful lot to worry about. What he looking at? What she looking at? What you looking at him for? What you looking at her for? Everybody walk by is a potential threat. This man can't even relax. If a guy walk by, that's a threat. If a woman walk by, that's a threat. Girl, you too much. See, and she did. She said, I guess it's my fault for him thinking I would leave him, because when I get mad, I say a lot of things I do not mean. I want to hurt him and win the argument. Are you stupid? Hurting don't mean you win. What is y'all? Y'all having arguments trying to one-up each other? Listen, when you argue with your wife, this ain't cracking or the Joneses. Your mama's so fat, she need a belt on the size of the equator. Well, your mama's so fat, that ain't what this is. Are y'all arguing to one-up each other?
How immature.
That's not winning an argument, you stupid.
All right, hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject of today's Strawberry Letter, I didn't mean what I said. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I didn't mean what I said. I didn't mean it.
Well, but what you saying it for? Because y'all argue like fools. First of all, you've been together for 15 years, but you think your man is insecure because he's afraid you're going to leave him for your ex-boyfriend or a female you fooled around with when y'all were separated. Whew. Ooh, there's a lot to worry about.
Yeah.
He can't get no rest. I'm going out with the girls for happy hour. Happy hour with them? What? With who? See, he ain't got to worry about who's going to be down there. All he got to worry about is people going to be down there. There's some people. See, most people got to worry about who all going to be down there. And, then the dude wait to hear some other dude's names, or a woman wait to hear some women's name. When you say you're going to happy hour, his first question is people going to be there? Because your appetite is for everybody. And then I guess it's my fault for him thinking I would leave him when I get mad, because I say a lot of things I don't mean because I want to hurt him and win the argument. Hurting a person is how you win an argument? No, see, you got to stop thinking of winning an argument and thinking about settling an argument. If you're arguing to win, you're not going to do that. So now, and then you always got to fix it for days after we done made up. In the last fight, we had a lot, it was a lot different because I was still mad days later, and he overheard me on the phone with the woman. I used to fool around when I told her on the phone that my husband is mediocre in bed and she got way better skills than he do. And he heard this with the woman you used to fool around with. He heard that. That ain't insecurity. That's not insecure. He heard it. That's a blatant statement. And you wasn't trying to hurt him because you was talking about him without his knowledge. So now this ain't how you win this argument, because you talking about the man behind his back. So you can't say that you was trying to win an argument by hurting him. You wasn't even talking to him. Then I told her that my ex-boyfriend been begging me to meet up with him at a hotel by his house, and I was thinking about going because he got a lot more stamina than my husband do. Now, wait a minute. This man is here in the feeling. First of all, he ain't got no skills. Now he ain't got no stamina. What is he doing?
What man wants to hear that? Yeah.
Why is he here? See, and then once again, you talking to, so far in this letter, I don't even know why you still calling me your husband. Because I'm telling you right now, this ain't no. So I wasn't paying attention to the camera that we got on front porch, and it got microphone on, and my husband was in the house, heard the entire conversation. I sat on the porch after the call. He talked through the camera, told me to come inside. I tried to tell him I was still upset, didn't mean anything I said, but there was no way to fix it. I really don't think my side chick has better skills than him. Are you listening to what you're writing? You're so stupid. You type stupid. See, not only do you say stupid stuff or think stupid stuff, you type stupid stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You actually said, I don't think my side chick has better skills than him. What?
Let her have it.
I've never cheated on him unless we were separated. What? You just, y'all wasn't separated when you was in here telling your girlfriend that she had better skill, and your ex-boyfriend that you was talking about to your side chick, cause she don't care, cause all y'all do everything. And I was talking BS cause I was still salty with him. So I need him to believe that I wasn't serious. How do I get my husband to trust me again? Please help. Question number one, how is he still your husband? See, listen, I'm stuck with this here, because you not my wife, because you belong to too many people. You the other woman, you got a side chick, you cheating with you, you got a boyfriend. I'm just going to be real with you. This is
100.
This is over. This ain't no marriage, right? And quit asking us to fix stuff that's unfixable. Y'all need Bishop Jakes or somebody like this, because I ain't got nothing for you. See, I don't know. Just too many people in here. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, here come the waitress. Ooh, here come the maitre d'. Here come the waiter. Ooh, the dishwasher. Oh, the bus boy. Ooh, look at this girl over here sitting next to us. Ooh, this man just rubbed up against me. It's just too many people in here. I'm confused. I'm hot. I'm all this here. It's just too much going on in here. Girl, child, I can't even eat. Everybody in here look fine to me. I'm just slobbling on myself. It's too much.
All right, please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
I like
Instagram
him. I like her. I like them. Facebook. I like both of them. I like all of them. There's about 65 people in here. I won't.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.